revelation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Vice President urges chiefs to work with government on mining activities. Over 3,000 Chuampala market traders receive aid. And foreign news, Nigeria sees one of worst mass abductions as 315 taken from school. And in sports, Copper Queens star Ochumba Luvanji back home after successful SCL surgery in China. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Vice President Mtalena Lumango has called for stronger collaboration between government and traditional leaders to streamline artisanal mining licensing and ensure that mining activities benefit the community where mines are located. Speaking when she paid a courtesy call on Chief Katietie and Chief Kafwimbi in Isoka District in Mchinga Province, the Vice President says traditional leaders are key partners in guiding communities on lawful resource management. Mrs. Nalumango further has urged the two chiefs to encourage their subjects to work with government and investors to promote safe and legal mining practices, adding that collaboration is essential for unlocking local development. According to Zanis, the Vice President has appealed to the chiefs to encourage young people to take advantage of the Constituency Development Fund skills bursaries, saying the fund is designed to empower communities with practical and employable skills. She adds that the government is working towards expanding alternative energy generating solutions to support households and future economic ventures. The Democratic Union, DU, has outlined the party's plan to diversify Zambia's economy, focusing on agriculture, manufacturing and services. Speaking to One Love Radio News, DU President Akim Jovu has emphasized that while copper remains a key sector, the party aims to shift focus towards mining precious metals to maximize benefits from natural resources. Mr. Njovu has highlighted that the party also intends to establish an industrialization fund sourced from capital economic zones to drive manufacturing growth, stressing that these efforts aim to create multiple income streams for the government and reduce dependence on copra.
So we need to invest a lot in agriculture through irrigation development and also promoting the farming by liberalizing the agriculture sector. This is one way in which we are going to diversify the economy, where we liberalize the agriculture sector so that it becomes a business. By so doing, you'll see that a lot of individuals would want to invest in the agriculture sector, but also provide the adequate incentives for investment in agriculture that will create that appetite for people to invest in agriculture. Then talking about the manufacturing sector, we need to invest in the manufacturing sector. The manufacturing sector, in its current state, I think the bigger challenge we have.
In a separate development, Democratic Union DU President Akim Njovu has welcomed Aliko Dangote's interest in investing in Zambia's energy sector, stating that the party had long emphasized the need for reliable power to drive growth, citing the country's persistent load shedding as a hindrance to development. Mr. Njovu has therefore urged Dangote to expedite his investment plans, saying it's a welcome development that could help alleviate the energy crisis. He has called on the government to declare the energy crisis a national emergency, attracting more investors to the sector and providing relief to those affected by load shedding.
Hours of load shedding. So for me, I do welcome any investment in the energy sector, especially that is coming from a son of the soil of Africa. It is a welcome development. We encourage him to fast track this intention, to actualize it into an investment, so that this energy crisis can be reduced, can be attended to. Like I said, we'd want the president to declare this energy crisis a national emergency so that other investors can also come on board and assist in investing in the energy sector at a large scale that can alleviate this suffering that has been brought on us because of load shedding. So it is very important that we attract more investors in the energy sector.
Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has distributed assorted foodstuffs and a 1,000 kwacha to each of the over 3,000 Chuampala Market fire victims in Chingola District. The assorted foodstuffs, which were mobilized by the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, include mealie meal, cooking oil, salt, beans, dates and rice, among others. Speaking when he flagged off the food distribution exercise, Mr. Matambo says the money and foodstuffs are meant to help cushion the impact of the loss on affected marketeers, since they depend on the affected businesses to fend for their families. And Mr. Matambo has stated that government has tightened security in Chingola District to curb acts of violence in the area going forward. According to Zanis, he has further assured the marketeers that the 10 million kwacha, which was donated by President Hage Geingob to the affected marketeers, will also be shared among them immediately the logistical arrangements are concluded. Earlier, Copper Belt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza, who accompanied the minister, says government will ensure that all the affected marketeers are helped. And Chingola Mayor Johnson Kangombe has thanked the government for sympathizing with affected farmers and assisting them with money and assorted foodstuffs. One of the beneficiaries, Enala Tembo, has thanked government for the assistance, saying she lost all her merchandise in the inferno. 2 weeks ago, a fire swept through Chuampala Market, burning